You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am Michelle Calloway, your host. And Tech with Heart, it's all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that'll help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today we're going to be talking about data, specifically zero party data. What is it? What does that mean? And how is it going to impact your life as an individual or your business if you're a business owner? And so with me, I brought in a very special woman. She is a leader. She's an innovator. I love that. I love it when I see women doing some phenomenal things, not just for in technology, but just for our whole communities, our culture, right? Because technology, when used well and when used right, it's phenomenal. It's such a powerful tool. So her name is Shayna Shaworsky. She is the co-founder and chief strategy officer of Legends, and she leads their product and go-to-marketing strategies. She channels her love for the planet and sustainable solutions with her passion for problem solving, like high-level problem solving. You're going to be impressed. And her desire and passion for technology. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Shayna.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. We're excited to hear what you have to say about data. All right, I'm going to dive right in because I'm sure this is going to get juicy. All right. So what is currently happening with the data regulations that we hear about, but we don't fully understand or grasp, and how that might impact small business owners, or at least help them to pay attention to so that they can be aware of these regulations.
So, you know, from a data perspective, we've really been on a journey since, you know, early 2000 when regulations started coming out about collection of consumer data from emails and how you can collect them, from phone numbers and how you can collect them, and from kind of tracking, right? And what we call third-party tracking platforms. And so when you think of platforms like Chrome or Microsoft Edge, what has traditionally been allowed and not regulated is for brands to put cookie links and tracking links on their website. And so when a consumer comes to their website, they're able to not only track what that consumer is doing on that platform, but also across the browser that you're using. And so that's allowed people to understand behavioral insights into consumers. Like someone landed on a website for a, you know, to purchase a car, and now they leave that website and they go to, you know, a French restaurant. And now they can tell, okay, this person has, you know, French preferences and all these other preferences that they wouldn't capture on that car website. And so it gives a more holistic view of who a consumer is, but the consumers tend to not know they're being tracked. And so the big players like Google and Microsoft have been, you know, there's been a lot of pressure that has been put on them to limit this tracking. And so this year they have started deprecating this idea of third-party cookies. And what that means is someone can still track what happens on their website through cookies, which cookies are just kind of the interactions on that website. But they're no longer will be able to track, you know, consumers when they leave that website in a compliant way. Some people may try to continue to do it, but there will be law that enforces that. And so what it's really forcing people to take a look at is what consumer data, or what's their consumer data strategy of collecting data on their own about their customers. You know, traditionally people buy third-party data, which could be like an American Express takes all of this data about your credit cards, anonymizes it, and then sells it to a company. And then you can look at your customers and say, okay, Shayna is this demographic, lives in this place, has this income. And then with the American Express data, you could say she likely likes X, Y, and Z, right? And so it helps you personalize your messaging. It helps you personalize products and segment your audiences. That data is super expensive. And a lot of times it's not accurate or high quality because it's not actually my data. And so marketing efforts have traditionally been really costly and really difficult for brands, especially small brands, to do personalization efforts without having to pay a lot of money, whether it's on Facebook ads and, you know, these other platforms. And so where the world is going is a really interesting, and there's a transition that is going to happen where consumers are driving the data that they want to share, and the brands that they trust and the brands that provide easy tools for a consumer to give that data will be the ones that actually win in this market. And so traditionally, even if you think of small businesses, you have to rely on a Facebook ads manager or an Instagram or whatever the sources are. Like, now brands are thinking about, okay, how do we provide tools on our own website to get consumers who like us or who are loyal to us, or create loyalty programs to understand your consumers better, to have them share that data with you? And that data process is called zero party data. And what we mean by that is zero party data is data that a consumer proactively and intentionally shares with a brand for some value exchange. So that could be, I am a traveler and I love staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Austin, Texas. And so when I go to the Ritz-Carlton site, I want to give them all my preferences because I want them to put me in the best room that is most aligned to me and send me recommendations. And so I'm going to give them my data, my preference data, and they're going to give me value exchange. And so that could be in personalization. That could also be in 10% discount or 20% discount. And so what you're going to see is brands start offering direct discounts or money that they would traditionally be paying a commission on to, you know, advertise on a Facebook or Google ads. They're going to start paying that directly to their customers and incentivizing them to give them data so that now they have a more incentivized value exchange.
Wow, that was amazing. I think you did such a great job kind of explaining what's going on with regulations and then led right into what does zero party data even mean and why businesses should be really kind of paying attention here, especially if you've been leaning so heavily on things like cookies and tracking data and retargeting ads and platforms like that, because that's all going to be kind of going away. It's going to be fizzling out. Consumers are just fed up. They're fed up, and there's just like the sensation that there's just zero privacy, right? So let's talk a little bit maybe just directly to small business owners who maybe haven't been so aggressive with grabbing some of those platforms that collected all that data on their behalf, and then they just paid for maybe ad placement or whatnot, whether it be Google or whether it be Facebook, Instagram. But what about even... what can small business owners do? Like, I'm talking small business owners, maybe those that are making less than $3 million a year. Let's talk about them for a second, because we want to empower them to be able to be successful. Knowing what's coming, you mentioned giving incentives. Okay, yes. What about also you incorporating any kind of an AI chatbot to also show friendliness upon approach at a website or whatnot? Because customer service, you know, making it so that somebody doesn't have to call for a consultation is just huge these days. Nobody really wants to talk to a human right off the bat. They want to do a little research before they go and call that person. So what do you say about AI chatbots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think two questions there I'm happy to take is, what can you do today, right, if you have no infrastructure in place? And then also, where does AI come into this and how do you use it as a resource to scale this? From what you can do today, you can do something as simple as a survey, right? Or have a form on your website, right? That you're collecting very specific data that helps you segment your audience better, right? So one of the things that you could look at is if you are using a Facebook ad manager, right? There's certain criteria that you have to put in to have that marketing effective, right? So if you know better information from your customers coming in, of what their preferences are, what do they like, what time of day are they typically, you know, purchasing, whatever it might be, there's very specific indicators Like, have that on a form on your website. Like, that's one really low lift tool of zero party data that you can create on your own. You can send surveys out to your existing population that gives you data that they're proactively, you know, sharing with you to help inform your marketing efforts or even your productization strategy of what other products. And so that's kind of the lowest level. From the highest level, you could introduce things like a giveaway or discounts, and you could do this all on your website too, right? Where you're asking people for an email, right? Or you're asking them, and you see this on a lot of e-commerce right now, where you go onto an e-commerce site and there will be a pop-up that shows up that says 20% discount for your phone number, right? That's a really great example of, you know, zero party data on your phone number. Think about that for preferences or the additional data that's going to help you understand, qualify or disqualify your leads, right? At the end of the day, that you want to understand, is this person someone I should invest in or someone I shouldn't invest in? And if I do invest in them, what product do I offer to them, right? And so think about the questions and the data points that you'd want to gather and do it in a manual way. And that's where you'll learn a lot and you'll get a lot of feedback. And once you get to a place where people are giving you that data consistently, then think about the tools out there that help do it. And there are some tools that actually can create, you know, quizzes on your website and make more interactive surveys, or tools that actually integrate within, you know, the entire experience of your technology. So think about how someone creates their profile. You know, that profile is typically underutilized and an afterthought, right? You onboard and then someone creates the profile and doesn't re-engage in it again. Like, think about the profile being this identity that's really important to keep asking people to add data to. And that'll continue to help your suggestion, recommendation. When we talk about AI, AI is only as good as the data that's feeding into it. So we've hit a point, and there's some projections that, you know, by 2026, the data quality of the AI engines will hit a flat line, which means everyone will have the same. There won't be a differentiation, right? Because there won't be enough new data coming into the engines to help differentiate and also have a competitive edge. And so what's going to happen is brands are going to need data to feed into these AI chatbots that make it personalized to their products and to their customers. And so you can think of a chatbot as a way, as a data collection tool, right? And set it up instead of having a form, right? Have them set it up as a conversation that's collecting this data proactively and intentionally from the customer on an ongoing basis, and then go one step further and actually give them the value of a suggestion afterwards, right? And so, and then you take that data and you add that to their profile. So the next time they come on the site, right, this the support person or the chat knows, you know, the information about that person. So one of the things that we're doing in our industry, the travel industry, with AI is we create what we call your travel DNA based off of your phone data. Consumer actively creates it, and it says all the cities, the countries, the climates, the types of restaurants you like. It's this digital identity. And so, and chatbots, brands are integrating us and allowing people to share their DNA with that brand, right? And it's basically, you know, a consumer being able to share their profile. And now that brand's suggestions are all based on that consumer data. And so at the end of the day, data is going to be gold, and it's going to be the most valuable asset, not AI. In terms of AI will be commoditized, and everyone will have the same tools. They'll be able to access it. But what's going to differentiate is your data. And that's how small businesses can really operationalize, create efficiencies, and get ahead now with this open accessibility of AI.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revelio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
And I just want to kind of talk to the small business owner right now. The fact that you can have and house your own and organize your own business data, that is so key. If you don't have an infrastructure in your business yet to be able to collect all that data and trickle it in, then please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. We are so wanting to help you get some of those most basic infrastructure set up, because some people are still operating in a semi-manual way, and that is not the way to scale, and is definitely not the way to stay relevant and competitive in today's digital landscape. So I want to also speak a little bit about the user's journey, the buyer's journey, right? There's people who pretty much, I think a lot of people just have walls up right now. They're not just going to give away their information without something that they really value in return. So a lot of small business owners, we talk to them about creating some form of a high value lead magnet, an easy yes offer on your website, so that you can at least start by collecting their name and their email in order for them to get something of value back from you without ever having to talk to a human being. If you own your own database, their name and email automatically go into your database, but you still don't know enough about this person. So maybe next they peruse your website a little bit more and they click on another button. Well, if your data is set up right, or your infrastructure set up right, your system will know that this person has already opted in for this thing now. So if they want something else, you can say, absolutely, we'd happy to help, share what type of business are you in? We can ask a question that doesn't seem very threatening, but sometimes that phone number is a little harder to get. People don't like to have people call them and get spammed. So many people are just blocking any number they don't recognize anymore. So just be wary of how you're coming across to your potential customers, because it's all about how technology can be used in a way to bring us together. And this data conversation we're having is so incredibly valuable and enlightening. And I really hope that if you don't understand anything, again, you go to techwithheartnetwork.com or reach out to Shayna, because we want you to grasp this. This is so key. We're moving away from big data companies, big companies being able to provide us with all of that target audience information that we're going to want to be able to properly market to them via ads. And now we're really saying, start working on controlling and owning your own data. Don't rely on so many third parties. Bring it all in-house. Bring it all in-house as quickly as possible and do it well. And again, if you need help with strategies, that's what we're all about. So am I kind of on the right mark here? I'm just trying to simplify and help them understand maybe how they can do it, because it can be kind of a lot. It's a little overwhelming, right, Shayna, for a small business?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You can never start too early with collecting data. And I think the thing to think about is, it's not just about collecting data, but it's how do you make it unified? And what I mean by that is, how do you keep it in a central place where all your data is coming into a central place so that you can actually do something with it? So what happens a lot in early phases is you're collecting data from your website, you're collecting it from, product interactions, you're collecting it from social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. If it doesn't give you a holistic view of your customer, it's very difficult to manipulate and actually put into action. And so laying the foundation of how do you pick your tools, and no tool is an amazing tool. What's really the process, and everyone has opinions on what tool is the right tool. What's right for you is the process that's going to get you a unified profile or a unified customer, right? And that might be one tool from someone, like one tool for lead collection and another tool as a CRM. But thinking about what is the data you want to capture? How do you want that data to be transformed? And then how do you want that data to be actioned on is the most important to then figure out what is your foundation. And that is never a waste of time. And that is where companies, especially small businesses, will get scale with now the open accessibility of AI, where a large company actually can't compete with, because you think of the big giants, even big companies that we would expect to have their data centralized, they don't. You know, their infrastructures are very antiquated from 20 years ago. And so they're having a lot of issues right now bringing all that data together and then feeding them into AI models. And so there's a huge opportunity right now for small businesses to actually operate efficiently, not have to rely on, you know, external capital, and create these really efficient operating systems with the accessibility of AI, as long as you have data feeding into it.
So, right. This has been so wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and ask, how can somebody reach out to you, Shayna? And are you open and are available to talk to small business owners if they have questions? Because, I mean, we just really appreciate you coming on as an expert in this data space. But yeah, are you open to having people reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn at Shayna Shaworsky. Our website is livemylegend.com. You can, you know, send a contact form there, and it'll get routed to me, but happy to, you know, help provide any feedback or insight into, you know, challenges anyone is facing from a data perspective or, you know, technology perspective. So yeah, definitely happy to be a resource.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. So what about a thought or a phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those small business owners? Okay, so what is a thought or a phrase you'd like to leave upon their minds as they finish listening to this interview?
Yeah, I would say that just every small step matters, and to like really think about the process as steps rather than outcomes. I think as business owners, we get so caught up in an outcome we want, like X number of revenue, this milestone. And it tends to be overwhelming when you have a lot of big outcomes, especially as a small business with limited resources. But when you break that into very small steps, right? I'm going to take this step and then the next step and then the next step. You really, it's an easier and more enjoyable journey. And I have a, you know, experience I had. I spent a lot of my winters in Costa Rica, and I was walking through the jungle, and I had decided to walk through the jungle barefoot and to get to the top. And it was very painful, as you can imagine. And my first instinct was to run and run fast to the top and just get it over with. And as I was running, it became even more painful. And I wasn't able to be present and look around and enjoy this like beautiful jungle and the things around me. And so I actually started, you know, taking little steps, like one to the next. Took me, you know, double the time. But at the top, I got there and the group of people I was like, does anyone want to share anything? And I was just building my business at the time. And I said, I had this realization that like I could have ran and been in pain, bleeding the whole way down, you know, once I got to the top and accomplished, you know, the goal. Or I slowed down and I started pausing in every moment and taking one step and looking around and sitting in that step for a moment. And then once I was ready, taking the next step, and I had a very enjoyable moment. And I found it really relatable to building a business, especially, you know, in the early stages, that often we want to run to the finish line. And when you run, like, it's always going to be painful. And you're always going to suffer more, and you might get there faster, but in life, we have an opportunity as creators and entrepreneurs to actually enjoy the journey. And so, realizing that every time you're taking a step, you're going to get there. And it might be a little slower. It might be not exactly as fast as you want, but you might be able to enjoy it a little bit more. And so that is my, one, I guess, personal, you know, story that I share that is brings me down every time I want to run. And it holds true often.
It really, really does. So many times we see small business owners just kind of wrecked because they thought they could just, you know, get out the gate running hard, running fast. And then they didn't reach their goal the way that they thought they would. And they burned out, or they burned their wad of cash or whatever. And so it's unfortunate because Yes, it does take time, and sometimes that's uncomfortable to just kind of slow down and make sure that your strategies are in place, that they're good strategies, that you're meeting with advisors, that you're getting things vetted, and that you're obviously building your infrastructure brick by brick. Your infrastructure should be this data collection aspect. You should have a centralized CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management System. You need to be able to have a place to house all that data that would be able to empower you to continue to collect data and build those profiles so that you know how to market to these people. You know how to speak to them in your emails and your SMS messages or whatnot. So all of that takes time to kind of understand, to build properly. And then from there, it just goes faster because you have your strategies in place. I see it all the time. Business owners just get this horse in front of the cart and wonder why they're not growing. So yes, please slow down, ask good questions. Business will still be there tomorrow. Business will still be there, 3 months from now. If you just take the time to build, you're going to just be so much more successful. And we want you to be successful. So if you're a small business owner and you are looking to grow alongside other innovative, heart-centered small business owners so that you don't feel like you're in this alone, because you're not meant to be doing this alone. Being in business is hard work. It is one of the hardest jobs out there. So we don't want you to feel like you're on an island all by yourself. Come check us out, techwithheartnetwork.com. We are a nonprofit, so we're not here to like sell you anything. We're just here to show you that, hey, we're building a community of like-minded, innovative individuals. You don't have to be tech savvy. Just come on in. Join us for our live meetings. Get an opportunity to ask people like Shayna questions and get answers. And not expect that everything's going to cost $1 million to do. Just come on in, relax, ask good questions, show up on a regular basis, build some relationships with others, build some partnerships, collaborations. It's a network. It's a network of how we grow together. So techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you're a speaker or a thought leader and you'd like to share your insights like Shayna's doing here today, please again go check us out, techwithheartnetwork.com. Reach out to us and let us know what you'd like to talk about because we're here to enlighten and empower. And if you're one of those that can help us do so, we'd love to have that conversation with you today. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.